Greetings, Flesh Wound Horror Freaks, and welcome to a brand new episode of Flesh Wound Horror. I'm Daniel Shine, joined as always by Todd Loya.
What's up?
Pugs Dread.
Namaste.
And Mike Kruger.
What's up, you sick motherfuckers?
What's up?
So, before we get into tonight's movie, we hope you guys are having an awesome Halloween time. I wanted to just say that we are rating on a scale of 0 to 5 stars, just so you know. And we will have a spoiler-free review, and then we will warn you, because we will also then have a spoiler talk segment. So nothing to be spoiled right away, so no worries. All right, so we'll get right into tonight's movie, which is now on premium VOD, and that is Love and Monsters from director Michael Matthews. In a monster-infested world, Joel learns his girlfriend is just 80 miles away. To make the dangerous journey, Joel discovers his inner hero to be with the girl of his dreams. All right. So, Kruger, what did you think of Love and Monsters?
Well, I just wanted to say I love the idea of this movie of, you know, all the cold-blooded creatures turning into fucking kaijus and completely destroying the world. That's pretty awesome, post-apocalyptic world. This movie shot very well. There's a lot of atmospheric long shots, and I've really felt for Joel. He obviously suffers from some trauma in this movie and is why he's not, you know, able to function as well as everybody else. And we kind of just watch him, you know, grow into his own. That's really cool. Boy, the dog is fucking awesome and hella cute. Michael Rooker also kicks ass in this movie as Clyde. I thoroughly enjoyed his performance, and like his character was really cool too. On a sequel of just like his character and their escapades. The effects on this are primarily CGI, but let me tell you, they look pretty goddamn good. And there was a couple of smaller practical effects I did see, which was a nice touch too. Usually I'm a guy bitching about CGI, but these models were really realistic and really well done. And that being said, the fucking designs on these monsters are really cool. They were, you know, not over the top mutations, but these like kind of slight mutations, like one will have like extra eyes, and you know, obviously they're all gigantic monsters, and they all just looked really cool. There was a twist at the end of this too that I didn't really see coming, and I was like, that's fucking really badass way to end this movie. So overall, I think this was a great sci-fi action adventure movie that doubles as a kaiju movie too. And there's some cool ass monsters, great story. You could totally pop this in on a family movie night and have a good time, because there's not really any like over the top violent stuff or anything. If it was over the top violent stuff though, my rating would be higher. But yeah, it did have a good time.
What'd you think, Pugs?
Well, first off, I'm gonna start with the monsters. Those things are cool as shit. I was hoping like Godzilla would pop up somewhere, but not yet. But these are Godzilla worthy. Joel. I'm shocked at how much I like this kid. I wanted nothing bad to happen to him up until we get introduced to Boy, which is the dog. And then I didn't care what happened to anybody else except the dog, because that was such a good fucking dog. So I was really worried. For all the trauma, the pet people, he has an okay time, so don't worry about him too much. Not as much as I did. Joel making his way over to where he has to go. It was a rough journey, but it was entertaining to watch him go and grow. Yeah, I thought this story was really goddamn cool, and I look forward to seeing more of these, hopefully.
How about you, Todd?
I also really like this. There was kind of elements of like a zombie movie in there, is the way that's kind of formatted, but with the monsters, which makes it super fucking cool. I loved when Rooker showed up, but I do think he's starting to get typecasted out of makeup, because he's basically played the non-racist Merle in this, Fantasy Island, and who knows what's next.
So. But we feel safe when he shows up. Because once he showed up, I'm like, oh, we're good.
Yeah, basically. But I've noticed that pattern. He's basically starting to out of makeup because, you know, if he's blue, he's got...
I'm Poppins, y'all.
Yeah. He'll always be Henry to me.
Me too.
And Mr. Svenning, but Henry's first.
Yeah, so Love and Monsters, PG-13 film, so it is pretty much okay for most of your family. I like this one quite a bit. I wasn't too sure. I didn't know a whole lot about it. I think I saw the trailer forever ago. But Dylan O'Brien is Joel, very likable guy. I thought he was a great lead. The dog steals the show. That is like kudos to the trainers on set because, yeah, had some difficult things to do here and there. I thought the monsters all looked great. I wasn't, you know, too sure. This feels like a theatrical film. It really does. It's high concept, and I think pretty much everybody, it's kind of a safe bet right now. I don't see, if nothing else, well, you're gonna root for the dog, and everybody's gonna love it for that.
Well, Dan, it was a theatrical film, that's why it's a premium VOD.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, as much as you can be a theatrical film now.
Well, no, but it was a theatrical film. You said it felt like one. I'm telling you, it was one.
Yeah, but I wouldn't say my film was a theatrical film, and that did play in one theater.
So. Okay, but this was a Paramount release, going to be a theatrical film, Dan.
All right.
I don't understand what you don't comprehend.
I'm pretty sure it's showing in some theaters right now.
Most of the premiums are in drive-ins still.
I'd love to see
this. And whatever theaters are open.
I wish I was just a little bit closer because I'd love to see this at a drive-in. But yeah, one of the best animal performances I've seen in a while. The little guy had a lot to do.
And I'm glad he wasn't like CGI. You know what I mean? I'm glad it was the actual dog.
Yeah, a CGI dog wouldn't.
Don't ever watch Call of the Wild.
He's a big fucking dog in that
window,
so it's a little different.
They did a good job.
Even my mom asked me, she's like, is he a cartoon? I was like, yes.
Yeah, they did as good a job as you can for a CGI dog in that, but you know, it's still a CGI dog. You definitely feel for this one more. And I mean, the giant centipede, the giant frog, there's all kinds of creatures in this. I have one rant. It's not really a complaint so much, but I'll get into in spoilers. There was one thing that's somewhat predictable, but this is still a great ride and touching. Several throughout the whole movie, really, this one actually tugs at the heartstrings. So, see it in the theater if you can, because this is definitely a big screen.
And to confirm, yes, it is in theaters and drive-ins.
Yeah.
I would like to see this on the theaters too, because those monsters, like, extra big.
Yeah, definitely.
This is one of the first things that's actually made me, well, other than just missing going to the movies in general, that, like, was something I watched, well, I wish I could have seen this on the big screen.
Yeah.
So, first thing in a while that I can remember.
No, absolutely. So if you can, if you're near a drive-in, go for it. And there's potential for more in this universe. I don't know. Hopefully it does well. So this is right now a 1995 premium VOD rental. I think well worth it if you can't see it on the big screen. And I guess any closing thoughts before we rate it, guys?
No. Go ahead, Pugs.
My one criticism I don't want to give out until after spoilers. So if you're looking for something negative from me, it's coming.
I think I got one I can say in the non-spoilers. There was a broken bottle that I thought was underutilized. So.
Okay. All right. So we'll go ahead and rate it now. I give it 4.5. I like this one quite a bit. Kruger, what say you?
I'm a 3.5. Like I said, if it was, you know, actual crazy violent, it would have been higher for me. But yeah, I'm sure it will go up in future viewings, though. And I'm definitely going to watch this again pretty soon. So,
and Pugs.
I am a 4.5. The extra half point goes to the boy.
Well, he's 5 stars, but got to go by the movie. Todd?
Well, I'm actually also 4.5, so...
Awesome, awesome. All right, guys, so now...
Real quick, Todd, would you watch this with your son? Or is he still too young for
it? This one's kind of borderline. I didn't really watch it as with a parent's eye when I watched it. I don't know. I don't think it was too bad, the violence-wise. I mean...
Monsters could be a little bit scary.
But... Yeah, that's the thing.
But they're also colorful.
Yeah, this is a borderline one. I'm not sure.
Again, though, don't let me watch your kid because he's watching this.
I have to restrain myself quite a bit.
A bit.
All right, so now we will be getting into our spoiler talk segment. So if you do not wish for this movie to be spoiled, you can always pick back up where you left off after you watch the movie. All right, so who wants to go first on spoilers?
I'll take
it. Go for it.
The only bitches worth shit are dogs. Fuck that bitch. And I like her a lot. But you're going to go that whole fucking journey. And, dude, I was so mad. She's just like, nah, I'm not really into it. I'm like, you owe him one.
Go ahead, Todd.
Todd, I know you. I'm with you.
Would have been go time.
That broken bottle would have been put to use.
I thought Amy was a biatch. I was so angry.
Dan, don't ever say that again.
I was trying to be nice since it's a PG-13 movie.
Yeah, but
we're over the spoiler wall. You can call her.
Well, yeah, that's true. We've already dropped the F-bomb.
Don't get too drive through you.
There you go. Fucking
calm down, man. Right. Don't go too crazy.
So, how the fuck do you not tell the guy on the goddamn CB, you may not want to come out here, dude? I was mad. Like, God, she was pissing me off.
We know, Dan. I knew Dan was going to be like, yep.
And towards the end, he should have, I don't know, he should have just, like, I don't know, thrown something at her. It's like, don't go back to her. She sucks.
Well, he's still like,
screw her.
But, and you know what, Dan? This is what happens to good dudes.
I know. Be a dick.
Yeah. Always. You guys, all I'm going to say is he didn't really fucking say, hey, I'm coming over there. She heard it from the other people. He just left like a fucking idiot. He didn't tell her. So that's on him, man. And they were talking for 2 weeks. If you were talking for 2 weeks for somebody that you haven't seen for 7 years, somebody you haven't talked to for 7 years, I mean, there's going to be some shit that's going to happen. Shit's going to change.
In his head, he has never moved on. So, like, that's the mind frame I was in with him. Because, like, again, good dude. He didn't get a couple up with anybody. Also, she's way better looking than he is, so she's going to get whoever the fuck she wants. His options were limited. But in his head, he was that, hey, that's still my girlfriend. She said she loves me. We're going to be together. It's only been 7 years.
I agree with both of you two because he didn't say anything, but and I also get where Pugs is coming from. I'm not, you know, I'm not the woman hater, so I didn't get angry and throw stuff at my TV.
Fucker. I still stand by what I say.
I got mad because that dog risked his fucking life joining this fucking kid and after that bitch. So my anger is
worth it. Then he was yelling at the dog. I'm like, goddamn, dude. I was like, shit. The dog kept me really invested. She made me mad. And then it's like towards the end, it's like, what? Did we go back to her now? I thought he was going to go off and just hit the road with Michael Rooker and Minnow. I was like, why? I don't know. But I love the movie still. And hopefully they kill her off in the beginning of the sequel.
No, I was just going to say the mutant giant crab at the end was fucking awesome. Like, I love the design on it. The eyes, especially, like, it. They made it look like it was something that could have been a practical effect by, like, the way they made the eyes move and everything like that. And then the end when it gets its revenge and just fucks them all up. Like, I love that. And that was, like, it reminded me of some, like, Ray Harryhausen-esque scene of it, you know, destroying the boat like that. That great monster movie stuff.
I did like the callback too, or like the when they play on the scenes, like, oh, you can tell in the eyes. I'm like, those eyes are all pouty and shit. Like, don't hurt him. Like, he's just an animal. He doesn't know what he's doing. That centipede though, about to fuck itself. You ruined a cool ass big duck, and you put my boy in danger. I'll fuck you
up
myself.
Yes, thank. I felt like he was pretty good when he just disappeared. I was like, okay, he's gonna come back at the end. But I was like, man, don't kill this dog. It's gonna put me in a bad mood.
What happened to the red dress, though?
He got it. Well, I
would save. I know, but he never came back with him.
You're assuming he's dead. I don't.
He probably just wanted to eat it. Probably shit it out a few days later.
Well, I'll fucking put my memory, shit in it. Now he's his owner, so he doesn't need the dress anymore.
There you go. Yeah, I overall though, I really like this one. I was surprised how much. Any closing spoiler thoughts?
No, I got none.
I also have a question. Did he take the chandelier on the second journey to the snow? Because I didn't see that either. In anybody's hand. And that was like his parents' thing. Right. Okay. Which was weird, but it's
kind of funny. All right, guys. So be sure to like, share, and subscribe here on YouTube. We appreciate it very much. Helps grow the channel. So if you take time to do that, we'll give you a cookie or something at some point. Also,
hey, don't offer them candies or treats, please.
It's Halloween, you know.
Your PO told you to knock that shit off. Listen to him. You don't want another strike.
Also, fleshwoundfeatures.com. Check out the eBay stores. And Pugs, take us home.
All right, we're also on Patreon, so please support us, and thank you. You can even support us by like, sharing, and subscribing, because that works too. But if you want exclusive and uncensored content,
yes,
Patreon's a place to get it.
It is.
And we are on all the social media platforms, so please follow us everywhere you can. And, yeah, hope you're enjoying your Halloween season. Everybody say goodnight.
Good night, guys.
Sick, motherfucker.
That's a lot of Todds and Bobs.
Namaste. Adios.